Paul's afflictions do not hinder the gospel. By what means was a footing gained for Christianity where it seemed impossible? Paul ascribed to his imprisonment his success in winning converts from Nero's household. He assured the Philippians, "I want you to know, brethren, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel," RSV. When the Christian churches first learned that Paul was to visit Rome, they looked forward to a triumph of the gospel in that city. Might not this champion of the faith succeed in winning souls even in the metropolis of the world? But Paul had gone to Rome as a prisoner. How great their disappointment! Human expectations had failed, but not the purpose of God. As a captive, Paul broke from many souls the bonds that held them in the slavery of sin. His cheerfulness during his long, unjust imprisonment, his courage and faith, were a continual sermon. By his example, Christians were impelled to greater energy as advocates of the cause, and when his usefulness seemed cut off, then it was that he gathered chiefs for Christ in fields from which he seemed wholly excluded. Before the close of 2 years' imprisonment, Paul was able to say, "My bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace, and in all other places." Among those who sent greetings to the Philippians, he mentions they that are of Caesar's household. The Christian who manifests patience under bereavement and suffering, who meets even death with the calmness of an unwavering faith, may accomplish for the gospel more than he could have by a long life of faithful labor. Often the mysterious providence which our short-sighted vision would lament is designed by God to accomplish a work that otherwise would never be done. Christ's true witnesses are never laid aside. In health and sickness, in life and death, God uses them still. When through Satan's malice the servants of Christ have been persecuted, when they have been cast into prison or dragged to the scaffold, it was that truth might gain a greater triumph. Souls hitherto in doubt were convinced of the faith of Christ and took their stand for Him. From the ashes of martyrs has sprung a harvest for God. The apostle might have argued that it would be vain to call to repentance and faith in Christ the servants of Nero, surrounded by formidable hindrances. Even should they be convinced of the truth, how could they render obedience? But in faith Paul presented the gospel to these souls, and some decided to obey at any cost. They would accept the light, and trust God to help them let it shine forth to others. After their conversion, they remained in Caesar's household. They did not feel at liberty to abandon their post of duty because their surroundings were no longer congenial. The truth had found them there, and there they remained, testifying to the transforming power of the new faith.